thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Time then on RNIB Connect Radio to trundle off to the movies again, and let's see what our blind movie critic Jay Forry thinks of some of the main films around at this moment. And I have to say, it's a particular pleasure for me to finally talk to the man himself, instantly recognisable, of course, by his infectious laugh. It's the fabulous Mr. Jay Forry. Good afternoon, Jay.
I'm glad I'm known for something. Maybe not my movie reviews, but at least my laugh, right, Ian?
Absolutely. I mean, it is instantly recognizable. Now, don't get me wrong, Jay. The movie reviews are good. I really like hearing what you actually think of them. But you've got to admit, Jay, it's the laugh that just absolutely gets you.
You know what, Ian? It's funny you're mentioning that. Oh, this several years ago here in Tampa, Florida. You know, I do a radio station here in Tampa, too. And you can't see, obviously, on the radio what people look like, but I was sitting in a restaurant with my wife, and she maybe said something funny or something, and I laughed, and somebody comes up to me and says, "Are you the blind movie critic?" I go, "Yes, yeah." They go, "I can tell by your voice. I heard you on the radio." So, yeah, I guess my voice is noticeable, I guess.
It's fantastic. Never mind being known for your insightful movie reviews and actually getting, you know, right to the heart of what Steven Spielberg or Ron Howard or James Cameron's actually doing. It's the laugh, Jay. I think you should trademark it.
Maybe so.
All right, so much for the laughter. Let's move on to what you're actually doing for us. It's the movies then. And first of all, coming up, it's a new film. It's just out in the UK. It stars John Hamm and Isla Fisher, and it's called Keeping Up with the Joneses. We'll start as ever, Jay, with the clip.
This is what I love about HR. You learn these little intricacies about people.
Margaret's going to show us the meaning of trust.
Honey, what am I really doing this summer? I mean, I sent the kids away to camp. I'm redesigning bathrooms.
Think Brooklyn. Exposed brick and a urinal.
Meg wants me standing up again.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3,
see him looking at me. New neighbors aren't wasting any time moving in, are they?
Hey, honey.
Still spying on the neighbors?
Hi.
We're the Joneses.
So, Jay, what did you think then of Keeping Up with the Joneses?
Well, this is, you know, Ian, I know you remember this film back several years ago. There was The Smiths. It was a movie about spies moving in next door and all that kind of good stuff. Well, this is another film, you know, pretty close to the same thing, where two couples, well, I will say one couple. One, the first one's played by Zach Galifianakis and Isla
Fisher.
Thank you, Ian. Isla Fisher is, they moved in, they live there, they just send, it's a summertime, they send their kids off to summer camp, what can we do for the summer? Well, right next door, another couple moves in, a good-looking couple, and one is played by John Hamm, the husband, the wife is played by, we know her as Wonder Woman now, Gail Gaddis. Move in. Well, they think, well, this is a nice couple. Well, come to find out, they're actually spies, and they're spying on Zach Galifianakis' character, who works at a military base, and so they want to find out some information from them. Well, that's really what it's all about. And it's supposed to be a spy, suspense thriller, comedy. Well, yeah, there's some action in it, but Ian, this film just is not funny. This is supposed to be a comedy. I don't think I laughed one time. There's some bullets flying and houses explode and car chasings, but we've seen that before. You know, we need a good story. We need a good script. We need something to laugh at, and you're just not going to find it here, Ian.
That's such a shame. I mean, I haven't seen the film yet, Jay, and I don't honestly know if I would go to see it. I had a look at the trailer, though, in preparation for a chat with you, and it was one or two gags, and I kind of semi-laughed a couple of times. I mean, don't get me wrong, Jay, nothing like your actual laughter. That would just disrupt the office, never mind the neighbourhood. But I laughed a couple of times.
But Ian, here's the thing. You know, in the clips and the trailers, that's where they put the best laugh.
That's it.
So if you only laughed a couple times in the clips there, that's all you're going to get. Now, here's the thing, and what you may enjoy is You know, this has Gail Gaddis, you know, Wonder Woman, and there is one scene with her in lingerie.
Saw it. So, definitely saw it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for me, blindness is not a blessing sometimes. I missed it, but some of my wife was happy about that, so I missed Wonder Woman in her lingerie.
I wasn't trying to rub it in there, Jay, but as I say, I did have a look at the trailer to actually see what we were going to be talking about, and of course, I'm lucky enough to have full sight. So, yeah, I mean, that was quite a good bit of the trailer, but the rest of it, I have to say, I probably agree with you. It was pretty average overall, and it didn't really encourage me, I think, to go and see the film.
Well, Ian, I'll be honest with you, it's below average. I would say, you know, I did not enjoy it. I would like to... You know, I wouldn't mind leaving if I could have found a door to the theater. But I'm going to give this, I'm going to do a D like dog, but I'll put a plus on it because it did have some interesting stuff. But I would not encourage anybody to go see this film. It is not one of the better action comedies out there, I can tell you that.
Okay then, so that's Keeping Up with the Joneses getting an official D-plus rating from our man in the back stalls, Jay Forey. Okay then, let's go then to our next film. Now this one's actually been in the UK for a couple of weeks now and seems to be doing fairly good business, but this is the first opportunity that Jay has had to actually have a chat about it, and we're talking about Tom Hanks' most recent film, the latest in the Dan Brown adaptions on the big screen. This is called Inferno. Here's the trailer.
It appears you're out of options. Tell me about the threat known as Inferno. Professor Langdon, we need your help. 3 days ago, a man killed himself. We think it was part of something much bigger. There was a package in his pocket.
And what was it?
It's Dante's Inferno.
Dante defined our modern conception of hell 700 years ago.
But these circles of hell have been rearranged.
Why Dante?
Why this map of hell?
Dante. Dante's death mask.
Yes.
We've got to get to Florence.
So, Jay, there we go then. It is the third, as I say, in the Dan Brown adaptions, Inferno. Before we actually find out, you know, what you thought about it, I do know that there's been a whole sequence of Dan Brown novels that have been turned into films, but there seems to have been quite a gap between them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There is a film that, we had Da Vinci Code in 2006, in 2009, Angels and Demons. And yeah, you're right on the ball here, Ian. Yep, we have this. But in 2013, somewhere in that area, 2012, Dan Brown wrote a book called The Last Symbol. So they were going to, Sony was going to do a movie, but Ron Howard and Tom Hanks didn't want to do it. And there was nothing out there. I'm not quite sure why, if the script wasn't very good. Maybe they were busy. But of course, you know, Ron Howard directs this. And so he didn't want to do it. So now they waited till this next book, Inferno, came out, and now they both were on board for this film.
Okay, then. So it is, of course, the ever-dependable Tom Hanks. I mean, it's very rarely that Tom Hanks actually puts a foot wrong in his movie adaptions. I've read kind of conflicting reviews about this one, Jay. It seems to have an interesting plot, but most reviewers have been a bit ho-hum about it. What did you think?
Oh, well, here's why, and I tell you what, I'm spoiled. Yes, I read all the audiobooks. I've read, you know, all four of them here. And in the movies here, Tom Hanks, maybe I'm biased here, Tom Hanks is my favorite actor.
Right.
Hans Zimmer did the scores on all of these movies, who the scores are just absolutely great, fantastic, really set the setting for the movies. Ron Howard's in my top five directing, so we got everything on here. It has all the, you know, of course, the whole thing begins with Tom Hanks' character, Robert Langston, has amnesia. And so the girl, Felicity Jones, is there to help him find out this madman is the bad guy, the villain, has this, wants to make this disease, I guess you want to call it, to, well, I'm not going to ruin it here. It wants to control the world's population. We'll leave it at that. And so he has to, of course, they're running through Europe, looking in museums and going, you know, all this, that, like all the other films, the other Dan Brown films. And that's what it's all about. This film is at 2 hours, which is actually the shortest of the three films so far. And here's Ian why people don't like it. The ending is changed in the from the book to the movie a little bit. People really don't like that. And I can totally understand it. Is it that bad? Not really. But it's because it's different. We got people that love the book, and when there's an ending that's changed, people aren't happy.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I haven't seen this one yet. I'm actually going to go to the cinema quite soon because I quite fancy seeing this one. But I remember The Da Vinci Code when it first came out, and that was quite an interesting film. It was something new you hadn't really seen at the time. Angels and Demons, I personally didn't think was really as strong as The Da Vinci Code. But, I mean, it's as you're saying, there's top-notch talent behind and indeed in front of the camera as well, Jay, isn't there?
You're exactly right, and that's what makes these films so good, because really, quite honestly, they are kind of complex, kind of confusing, and if you're blind, it even makes it tougher. But, yeah, there's twists and turns than what you're going to expect. The one thing I liked about this film, well, I guess it was Angels and Demons, why you and most people stayed away. It was a lot like the Da Vinci Code, so why do people want to see the same thing? This is a little different. This is about a disease possibly having a bad guy, a villain. So it's a little bit of a change. And that's why I think, oh, I like this film. Yeah, not necessarily any better than the other films. But it was a decent film, well worth seeing. You know, go check it out. All Dan Brown books are usually good. And I think this movie is well worth seeing also.
Okay, what rating would you give it then, Jay? What's your official take on it?
Yeah, let's jump this into a B rating. You know, I had one eye open. It was a good film. Not as well as the first one, but still a good film.
Good stuff. Well, I'm very pleased to hear it. So that's Jay Forty then with his take on the two films that we're featuring at this moment in time, Keeping Up with the Joneses and Inferno, both already out in the UK. Jay Forty, for the first time, but hopefully not the last that we chat, it has been a great pleasure. Thank you very much for joining me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Yeah, we'll talk later, Ian.
Jay, just before you go, give me one of the final laughs, because I really do look forward to it.
That's a good one there.
I tell you what, Jay, if next time I'm over in America, if I hear a guy sitting in a diner or walking by in the street with that laughter, I'm going to know it's you, definitely.
You know what? I'll wait for you to come up and buy my lunch in. So.
That sounds a good idea. Jay, many thanks indeed for chatting with us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Talk later, Ian.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.